This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Can't you cut a temper? Can't you figure out what your mood is? Like, how willing you are? Like, yeah, let's watch a little bit of The View. Let's watch a highlight from The View. Can't you tell how good of a mood you're in if you're like, I think I could take that right now?
I understand what you're saying, but no. I don't think that's the right gauge, because you could be in a terrible mood and think, well, this will cheer me up.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever take pleasure or pride in being able to watch The View and go, look at these people?
Well, you know, it's that momentary pleasure. You watch it, you laugh, and then you just kind of feel bad in general. So... I guess it depends on how you view it.
Well,
The View.
with patience, I would say. I have mostly enjoyed the clips. It's just kind of in the vein of our YouTube poll today. Is cussing okay? Yes, and I do. Yes, but I don't. No, but I do. And no, and I don't. I gotta get the results up here. I gotta see how y'all are voting here. Get to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and in the live chat portion of today's poll, you can weigh in and let us know what you think. Oh, good, it's divided. That makes me so happy. I want to play this little clip here from The View, and, you know, if the FCC didn't regulate what they said on... Well, this is network TV, right? Does that matter? It matters, doesn't it?
Yeah, it matters.
It's not cable. Can't you say whatever you want on cable? Are there, like, what are those hours called?
Past a certain hour, past 10 o'clock, you can kind of do whatever you want at this point. It's weird because the regulations, they're really inconsistent. They're kind of all over the place. Mm. But if you have an over-the-air broadcast, which ABC does, it's regulated more heavily.
Because as we've been talking this week, those publicly owned and operated airwaves, you have to protect them. And I think that's why we can't say all those four-letter words on this show. So let's... Listen in here. Listen to
the You movie. Chose not to go through the proper protocol.
Yeah. Right.
And everybody could have seen this.
Yeah.
This is not the App Store kind of stuff you want to be using.
They also have a tendency to blame the Biden administration. Yeah. It's like, move on. That ship has sailed. I never remember in my lifetime a sitting president trashing a previous president.
What? What? That's all. I'm 40. I'm not a spring chicken. I'm not as old as that hag. But that's all that the presidents, all of them do that.
Now they do.
That's the entire 40 years of my life, 4 decades of presidents who fix things and brag about how great they are and trash the prior administration left and right the whole time.
Joe Biden did it so much that they called it Voldemort, because he would always say, well, the person who is before me, who I cannot name.
The
he would do it all the
other
time.
Guy. Yeah. Go search on X, T-O-G. Abbreviation for the other guy. That's how they would refer to him. His whole administration was about all of the terrible things that he inherited and the great things he's been doing to try to fix them. And I'm not going to sit here and say that that's not, I mean, Donald Trump doesn't pass up an opportunity to talk about how horrible the Biden administration was, or prior to that, how bad the Obama administration was. But he also would pull in some Republican presidents and politicians at the same time. That's all that they do. Jill, what's her name? Joy Behar? Can't remember a time in her life?
In my lifetime, a sitting president trashing a previous president.
Well, Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal.
Oh, my
gosh.
I'll
even do it twice. Let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Listen. I'll even do it twice. Not only did he not do it twice, he did it once and he dropped out of the race. He was toast. He was kaput.
You just made me more sad, because I realized promises made, promises kept would have been that we got another debate out of Joe Biden. And I wanted to see that after that first one.
He lied.
Yes, he did.
You know, I was in that World War One cemetery.
I thought he was going to say he was in World War One.
And
not a joke.
One that one of our colleagues, the former president, didn't want to go and be up there. When the president was asked what he thought had happened, Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides. My God." That's what he said.
That's blasphemy.
It sounds like I said this 5 years ago. You'd lock me up. We got to lock him up.
That Trump, when in Europe, would not go to the grave sites in one of the in France.
He doesn't even know the lie. He's not even locked in on the lie. And you know why? Because you have to memorize those.
Yeah, it's not just fact.
The brave service members who gave their lives to this country, he called them suckers and losers. Who in the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is?
The president.
And the president, then president, was asked, what do you think? He said, they're very fine people on both sides.
Lie.
Not fine people on both sides.
Lie.
No excuse. Zero.
And I know Americans want a president, not a dictator. Yeah! No self-respecting American president would ever, ever, ever be Putin's puppy like this guy is. That's what he is.
Sounds kind of cute.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Oh.
I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass. You like to smack in the ass.
All right. I've heard that before. You no, never heard,
they
you
typically
know,
don't
Ronald
do
Reagan
that.
Didn't do it. They're same
but it's
model.
The common enemy. It's what drives their base together is the other.
Yeah.
So
well,
they do
right.
that to create.
Yeah. And I got to say, you know, stop treating your base like they're dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
They know better.
We'll be right back.
Oh, gosh.
You
Liar!
Stop treating your base like they're dumb. You know, losers and suckers. I just pulled up that
suckers
article
and losers. Get it right.
Back from no, it's the way it's written is Trump. Americans who died in war are losers and suckers.
Who would even put that out there?
Who would write that?
It's such a lie. Why would somebody fabricate that? What kind of dork word of the day, four letter word of the day, would use that kind of language and just manifest in something to try to lie and deceive the American people into thinking Donald Trump's in and said something he wasn't? Why would you do that? Who would do that?
Let me read until I get to the byline. The president has repeatedly disparaged the intelligence of service members and asked that wounded veterans be kept out of military parades. Multiple sources tell The Atlantic by Jeffrey Goldberg.
What?
What? Wait a minute. But nobody would go on record, and then everybody who was on record said it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
Your
remember.
Your Honor, I object.
And why is that, Mr. Reed?
Because it's devastating to my case.
Overruled.
Good call.
I'm glad that so many on the left are like, well, I want to see the receipts. We've been seeing that in the chat today. We talk about Elon Musk. Well, I just want to see the receipts. Okay.
Oh, man. I don't care about the signal story anymore.
I forgot about it until you just said it.
I don't care about it. I'm going to find out what happened. We'll get to that when that news breaks. Back to winning. I declare.
Okay, making a turn here.
Can you make an official declaration from Ryan Shire Wigglesworth?
Sure. I declare it's time for this thing now.
Not your best.
No.
Not your best. We're going to do next question in the next segment. We want your questions. It's like ask us anything. We will go through whatever you want to throw at us. We will try to get through as many questions as possible. Yesterday, we did a version of Ask Us Anything. And this is something that we're going to try to do. It kind of depends on how much feedback we get from y'all. And so I'm going to put something up on our Facebook page to solicit your questions specifically. When it comes to the sexes, what are some things that boys don't understand at all about? Like, you've never pulled the curtain back on that. It doesn't have to be weird. It could be weird as long as it's at best PG-13, but maybe a little bit cleaner than that. We will have that discussion. Yesterday, you asked me two questions. How do women look at, evaluate or judge other women based on the amount of makeup that they wear? Like, if you see someone who's not putting on any makeup versus somebody who's wearing a ton of makeup, like, what is the woman-to-woman reaction to that? And the second one you asked me is what it was like to lose your last name, which I thought was a great question. And I've thought about that multiple times since then, because the Democrats are saying that Donald Trump is trying to make voting hard specifically for women, because when you have to prove your citizenship and women have to change their names, that if their documents don't match, they would be disenfranchised to vote. And I thought, well, this is an overgeneralized statement, but the left are less inclined to change their vote, their name, than the right, I would think.
Yeah.
That's the nicest way I could say that.
I would think so. Yeah.
Why? So, I mean, I feel like it would, I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
I feel like at the most, this would be something that is pro-Democrat.
Okay.
It's when you hear people, because I had to dig into this, women. The Donald Trump administration is out to keep women from voting. And the whole thing is based on the fact that the proof of identification could possibly mean that if you got married and you haven't yet changed your name on your license and you show your license and it doesn't match the voter rolls, or if you change your name on your license and it's not yet changed on your voter card, that you might be disenfranchised.
I follow you.
Like there's a really easy way to suggest that any of your legal names should be listed on your voter card.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm of the opinion that anything that could potentially ever disenfranchise anyone at any point should stop us from cleaning up the voter rolls. Because, you know, voter integrity should be second to the possible down the road indication that there might be disenfranchisement at some point.
What? I was reading comments.
Me too.
Well, and then I asked the boys in here what it's like to stand next to someone with everything out for the world to see while you're peeing. And then someone told me you're supposed to compliment the person's next to you's watch. And
yeah.
I thought, well, that seems even weirder. I didn't know that.
It is weird. And yeah. Again, I'm not wearing a watch, sir.
So I went to the bathroom yesterday and we were in the stalls and I was like, hey, that's a nice watch.
Gee, really? Standing up?
No. That's outrageous.
So sorry, my fault for being outrageous.
We were trying to figure out if this is a segment we would like to do with some frequency, to, like maybe once a month or something like that. And we would cultivate the questions that if you could ask the opposite sex a question about anything like that, what kind of questions would you really like to know the answers to? And I said, guys, I think this is a really good segment idea. I think we should try to produce it. We should try to make it something official, but we need a fun name. And Ryan, you came up with
X's and Y's.
So I think that's what we're going with.
There's so many puns.
It's multi-layered.
Yeah, it's great. It could go so many directions.
X's and Y's?
Exactly.
Will you make that happen? You make the intro and stuff, and we can do it.
Oh, okay.
As long as we don't put the button next to
yeah,
be or not
gosh.
The be.
It'll just sound like B or not to me, yeah. Just so you know.
We'll just transition.
At the end, it'll go X's and Y's.
There you go. We're taking a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do next question. So any of your Ask Us Anything questions that you'd like to submit to the show, we'd love to have them. Throw them in the YouTube chat. Come say hi and subscribe. We have got, oh man, we've got 11,600 and something subscribers. I've got it open here somewhere. I need to pull it up. 11, uh-oh.
What just happened?
We have 11,666 subscribers.
Oh, no.
Repent. Recant.
Just don't put the number of subscribers on your hand or forehead.
Okay.
Quick, somebody subscribe.
I promise. Yeah, this is where we're like, somebody break the 666 and then a flood of people come and unsubscribe quickly. Don't do that. We need some new subscribers. We need to get to 12,000. We'd love to have you come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and make this number go away. Next question, next segment when we come back.
This is the Annie. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so this is our next question segment, and we are going to ask each other questions. But I'm going to start as before we get to it and ask you the question that we have on our YouTube live chat poll. And it's pretty straightforward. Is cussing okay? We want to know from you because the Democrats are doing a lot of it right now. And I know that especially generationally, there is a huge shift in opinion on cussing and all of that. So you've got four options on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We're trying to get to 12,000 subscribers. We need 332 subscribers to get to 12,000. So a little bit of a march there, but we'd love to have you. If you haven't joined us on YouTube yet, Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y. But the YouTube poll is cussing okay? Yes, and I do. Yes, but I don't. No, but I do. And no, and I don't. Let us know what you think.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right, let's go around the room and answer the YouTube live chat poll for ourselves. Is cussing okay? My answer, very sadly, is no, it's not okay, but I do.
Okay. I would have thought maybe you said yes and I do.
That's so rude. Why do you think that?
But okay. Well, you know what? You don't really cuss around me, though, because we're in a studio. And
I
we
do
just,
when you leave the room.
I figured. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Razza Frazzin Wiggins.
Musty
you say
moo
things
moo.
Like that. Yeah, musty moo moo. And I'm like, Razza Frazzin, man, that is offensive.
No, I do. I'm not proud of that. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Your answer?
My answer is really caught between two. No, but I don't, and no, but I do.
I think that's a no, but I do.
Because I don't really cuss. But
okay, Ethan.
But it's like
Ethan. Shush. Go, Ethan.
I can recall a couple of situations where you've cursed in front of me.
And
calling
at
me,
you.
Calling me a sick piece of something. And then the next
because
week calling
you were
me,
like dying
and
out
then
there.
The next week calling me a healthy piece of something.
But it stood out. Why? Because I don't do it very much.
Oh, no, it does.
Because I don't. Because totally. I use it just for extreme punctuation. It's like paprika.
That almost
you're
makes me
eat
feel
a dish,
like that.
Right.
That almost feels like your answer should be yes, and I do. Because you're justifying it when you do it.
I am justifying it. Yeah,
so
I don't do it very
you're
often.
You're just a heathen.
But yeah. When I do, it's very pointed.
So you're a yes and I do.
What the hell is wrong with
oh, no,
me?
No. I'm not
we
saying
don't have
it's
that much
good.
Time, Ethan.
I'm saying no and I do, I guess. But it's very infrequent. It's very infrequent. But I guess I do. At times. Like my whole novel has one cuss word in it.
So what you've surmised here is that you do cuss rarely, but you do. And when you do, it's okay.
No, I didn't say it was okay.
You kind of
did. I said there's a reason for it, but it doesn't make it okay.
So you're saying there's an explanation, but not an excuse.
Yes.
No, but I do then. Which is what I said. Ethan?
I am not okay with cursing, but I...
have to
curse.
Respond to Ryan Wiggins from time to
but
time.
I do curse. I do curse, unfortunately. It is something that I felt like it got really bad during early high school. And
isn't it the first like real show of like, I could do what I want?
I mean, like, I cursed.
Just like that Democrat like, congresswoman.
I mean, hell yeah, it is.
Ryan.
Sorry.
I cursed like a sailor during high school. It
yeah?
was like
in front of your parents?
No. Oh my gosh, no.
What would happen if you would have cursed in front of your parents?
The first time I ever said a curse word in front of my dad, it was at a sporting event. And I think I was like, it was pregame. And he was the athletic director, so he was just around stuff. And it accidentally slipped. And he looked at me and he goes, I hope you don't speak like that all the time. And I was like, I don't. I was like, I couldn't even look at him. It's terrible.
It's way worse. But then you do. You did.
I did. I totally did. So not only did I curse, but I lied to my dad, too.
Nothing like disappointed dad face.
Oh, my gosh.
Very effective. And that indicates to me that you have a very good dad.
Oh, he's the best. Love my dad to death. But I would say it's much...
He's the effing best.
It is better than it was in high school. It's something I'm constantly trying to keep myself accountable in and be better at. My wife does a pretty good job of keeping me accountable in it. She never curses. But, yeah, I'm still not there yet.
Go on.
Kate on YouTube says, Ryan is the Dos Equis guy of cussing. It's true. I don't cuss often, but when I do...
Dos Equis.
But when I do,
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
What did I say? And what
stay
is the
thirsty,
right way to
my
say?
Friends.
It's Dos Equis.
Ah, who cares?
It's two X's.
Now Brad's educating you on beer.
That's because
it's
I don't
Spanish,
do anything wrong,
Brad.
Stay explicit, my friend.
Is cussing okay, Brad? Yes, you do. Yes, and you do. Yes, but you don't. No, but you do. No, and I don't. And remember, lying is a sin.
Yeah, I know, and. Like, I want to say that it doesn't bother me when other people do it, but I try not to do it myself. So I guess that means that no, but I do, but I try really hard not to.
If anybody was going to be able to say, no, it's not okay, and I don't do it, it's Brad.
Yeah. Poop brain, fart sucker.
Ryan.
All the words.
Ryan.
Wait about when you're working on a tractor.
No, the tractor, not the tractor, no.
No? You don't cuss at the crops?
What's the most... What's the thing... What?
Die!
What's the situation most likely to get you to say a swear word that other people would be able to hear?
Oh. I would say traffic, but nobody's in the car with me.
I got one.
Ryan, Pete says, whoa, earmuffs.
Whoa, earmuffs, Pete. Yeah, sorry.
What did she say?
Little ears.
Fart sucker?
Poop smuggling fart sucker, maybe? I don't know. Something like that.
What were you saying?
I like the idea of smuggling poop.
I was going to say, mine...
I'm going to get a letter. A handwritten letter from a lovely lady named Edith.
Like I got to get this from one point to another. But I can't let the authorities know.
Next question. Ryan, get it back together.
Next question. Is it my turn? On that same... Since we're talking vices. How often or have you ever gone to a casino and gambled?
I really want to.
I do too.
I really want to. I've been to casinos, but I don't know if I've ever actually done anything in one.
I can't believe you're saying that, because I'm the same way. I've been
really
in
like
casinos
you.
With groups, bachelor parties and stuff. I don't think I've ever actually gambled.
Really?
Yeah. Have you?
I went to Vegas a couple of spring breaks ago with my wife's family, and that was the only time I've ever gambled.
I really want to play in a poker tournament.
Do you think you'd be pretty good at it?
I have no idea. I'm not bad at poker. But I've played online poker a lot. And
do you have a face for it? Pa, 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 pa. Poker face.
This is shameful. How did we get here? I think
sorry,
the answer
crowd.
To your question is no about the poker face.
You'd always know when you were lying.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yes,
Brad.
I do have a full house. I promise. Wink, wink.
You would be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You would be the worst. Can we play poker with real money?
No.
Monopoly money?
No, I'm not playing with fake money. I want Ryan's real money. Brad?
I've never been in a casino. I don't think I've ever gambled either, but I've never been in a casino.
When I was 21, we made a trip down to Florida, me and a couple friends. We had just turned 21. And we stopped at every casino we could find and just went in. I don't think you could do this anymore. We just went in and had free sodas because they used to do that. Where, oh, yeah, we'll give you free drinks.
I bet they had names for people like you.
I'm sure they did. And they saw us coming a mile away. I mean, we looked like we were 12 walking in there like, yes, I will have your finest Dr. Pepper. Thank you. And then we'd leave. Like, that was it. It was just such a 21-year-old thing to do.
Next question, Brad.
Well, let's go on along with the vices that Ryan kind of started here. Have you ever been high?
I have not. And when it became legal in Illinois, I looked at my husband like, can I give this a shot? And he just looked at me like he never knew me. He's like, who are you? What have you done with my...
He looked at you because you hadn't?
No, when it became legal in Illinois, I was like, can I try this? It's legal. It's not like a crime anymore. And my husband gave great judgment in his facial expression, so I haven't. Every once in a while, I'm like, can I try it now? He's like, no.
Oh, please.
Oh. No, I do not need to get high and go to the casino. The chat is off its rocker.
Take an Uber at like 1 a.m.
That's and the then,
while I'm
Ryan
high,
does.
I'm yeah. pretty sure that's how I die.
And then come back and tell the story.
You go first, Brad. I think. Go ahead.
I just wanted to see what everybody else wanted to say first.
That's why we're making you go.
So,
but
I had friends that smoked a lot. While I never smoked, I would always be around them while they were.
Contact high?
And there is no way. That, like, I remember looking back and going, why was I laughing so much at whatever? So there's no way that I didn't get high, a contact high from doing it, but I've never actually smoked a joint or
man was high on life.
Like that.
I wonder if our audience, it's too late to do it right now, but I wonder if our audience, like, should Annie, like, I don't think I want to smoke anything, but like an edible. I have dear friends of mine who manage anxiety legally with edibles, and they swear by it, and they're people who they're very successful people. And I also know, and I don't think that everybody understands this as much as I've had my eyes open to it, the world of people who are living my life with different details but very busy, parents, jobs, everything, there is a lot of edibles going on. There are a lot of gummies. It is way more common than most people think, and I've never done it, but I think, like, I wonder what our audience thinks of that. My snap judgment is that our audience would be very, like, judgy about that. Like, don't do that.
Ooh.
But I might be surprised.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's people in the chat right now saying next Friday we need to have edibles.
We're going to get an edible. We're going to get a weed shop sponsor out of this.
So that we all do it for the first time.
Sky high
I don't want to. Listen, I'll tell you right now.
Fridays
I don't want to
so
do
fun.
Edibles. I want to just come in and just bang into like the biggest bong.
What? Shut up. Like, Ryan!
Oh
Ryan!
The gurgling, 5 feet tall. Gurgling sound on yeah. air.
How about a mask?
Yes.
A mask.
Here. Yeah. I'm going to read Mike's comment, and I'm going to stick with Mike. Annie, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you will despise it, and it will grieve the spirit.
Ooh. See?
What did you just say, Ryan?
I said taking a giant hit from a bong. But I was kidding, Mike. I was just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Mm.
The Annie Fried
unless
Show.
Unless there's a sponsor.
Stop it.
I'm kidding again. It's all jokes. We love joking.
Do you want to answer the question, though?
It's probably similar to you, where I was around. I had a couple friends who I didn't end up becoming long term friends with, but at the time I was hanging out with them a lot.
Was it because they were high all the time?
Yes, actually, it probably was. They
the
were
best
so
audience.
Inconsistent. They were super. They would be like, "Oh, we're gonna do this," and then make plans, and then not be there. And I cannot handle that. I'm like, no, you live by a schedule and your word is your bond, buddy. So if you don't show up, I'm not hanging out with you. So I didn't hang out with those people a lot, but they would smoke a lot of weed. And man, their apartment.
They smoked a lot of weed and they were inconsistent?
Isn't that weird?
Shocker.
It's like I'm painting a weird backward picture here.
The one time that I was like, I actually asked and I was like seriously about it was when I, as kind of lore now with the show, I have had enormous trouble sleeping over the course of my life. I've actually... guess what? Through diet and exercise and hydration, really been able to turn my sleep habits around. Also, my youngest child is 3 now. I don't have a baby at home, so it's a little bit different because of that. But I was just thinking about somebody had suggested like Ambien or whatever, and I was saying to my husband, like, if I had the option between Ambien and a gummy to help me relax and fall asleep, to me, from a chemical standpoint, it's hard to advocate for the Ambien being 100% A-OK versus something that in my mind I'm thinking is naturally occurring, but still I never did it. And I don't have any need for that. I don't need to take anything. I don't take any medications, so I take like vitamins and supplements, that type of stuff, but I don't need it, so I haven't really thought about it in a long time.
One more vice question: have
well,
you
Ethan
ever
hasn't answered yet?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
thank you.
Right. Have you ever in the summer pretended to be walking by a pool and just being like, "Oh, what a nice day it is," and then all of a sudden, "Oh my gosh, I fell into the pool."
You're high right now.
Because the vice would be, you can't do that. I own that bit. It's copyrighted. I'd be walking around in my swimming trunks like, "Oh, I'm going to get a piece of cake. Oh, wait a minute. I fell in the pool."
This is what doing drugs looks like or sounds like to the audience.
It's such a solid bit. Everybody sits around the pool. They see somebody do that. They just
crack. Are you saying there's
up.
No pool?
No, there is a pool. You just walk it, but you pretend like you're a distinguished gentleman walking along, that you're not aware that there's a pool. And then you keep walking and then, whoops, I fell in the pool.
You lost me, buddy.
It's such a good bit. And people just line up and they clap and they crack up when I do it.
My gosh. If you have other questions you want to ask the crowd and don't even know how we would go around, that's not even an actual question. What is the actual? Don't answer my question. That's not an actual question either. We're going to take a quick break. We'll check and see if you guys have more questions in the chat. And get to more news of the day. YouTube live chat poll: is cussing okay? Yes, and I do. Yes, but I don't. No, but I do. And no, and I don't. You got to let us know what you think. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are 3 options right here right now that are pretty close to each other. Get your thoughts weighed in right now. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. One of the questions I was going to ask you guys is, do you have a go-to word if you're going to do it? Like, you stub your toe. Do you say something bad?
Well, the answer for Brad is no.
He says, what do you say when you stub your toe?
Ow.
Dadgummit.
Dadgummit.
That's a lot to say.
No, I don't really have one. I don't genuinely cuss that much. I do it deliberately when I do it. So if it comes out, it's accidental.
I just say gah a lot because I'm around children and I'm trying hard not to say things like that in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, I don't want to out our parents specifically, but it's like, if you're talking about being raised, don't you feel like our generation and the generation after looks at cuss words in a very different way than we were raised to?
Much more casually. Although in a sense, I go back to my grandma on my mom's side, who's now deceased. She was born in the 1920s and she was a farm girl.
Yeah.
And she would use the S word just casually, and it was fine. Like, it wasn't really a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was, it was just like a farm thing.
Yeah.
And that was fine. So in that sense, you go back far enough and it becomes more casual.
Well, like I was saying, I grew up on a farm, so there wasn't a lot of taboo around it. except for the F word. They didn't use the F word, but everything else was kind of fair game, and it was
the
used.
F word is next level. Yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, it used to be. I hear it a lot now.
Here's a question, and I'm around youth sports a ton, as you know. I have family members who spend a lot of time officiating high-level IHSA varsity-level sports, from volleyball to basketball to baseball to softball to football. Family members at the varsity level, high varsity level, around good athletes. And it's just common, it's commonplace to just use the F word. When a child is doing that, I don't know what the IHSA says about it, but when a child is doing that, I mean, if you're on, like, for instance, a football field, I think football is probably where it is the most common. Should there be any expectation placed on 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old young men to clean up their language in a football setting at this point in time?
100% yes.
Yes?
100% yes. Yeah, you have to. And make it clear, these things are not okay to say. I understand if you get mad, and maybe the ref could look the other way once in a while, but you still have to have the standard there to tell kids it's not okay.
I think it's not a matter of hearing it like a few times a game. It's a few times per sentence said.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would really help a lot. I don't know why we've decided to just not hold up certain standards, but that's a good one. That's a really good one to say. No, when you are representing your team, you don't go out there and cuss. And here's a list of words you're not allowed to say.
Rick says, does the use of the F word get an athlete thrown out of the game? I think it only depends. I mean, unless you're working in a Christian environment, like a Christian school, which is one of the reasons I send my kids to Lutheran schools, you might get yanked from the game by your coach. I mean, if I heard, and there have been instances as a coach where that has come into play and we've had to have a talking to, and it was one time to say, this is not permissible. And they were like, oh, yeah, absolutely. This is not permissible. And it never happened again. If you turn the ball over and you say a cuss word, that's one thing. I think in like secular settings, if it's you're effing awful, you're gonna get in trouble for that. So I think it's not the word so much as it is the implementation.
It's just like most other things. We talk about this with smoking weed, not edibles, but with smoking it or alcohol. If it's affecting you, you do whatever you're gonna do. If it's affecting me, then you've crossed a line. It's the libertarian thing. And I've been in situations at a baseball game, for instance, or a hockey game, where I've got my kid with me, the person behind you is just cussing like crazy. And you're like, look, I actually don't care that you're cussing. I do care that now my kid is with me, and now he's hearing these words constantly, and he wants to know what's going on. You have now crossed into my life. Anytime you cross into my space, now the rules change.
You also have to, but you have to have an agreeable baseline of what is acceptable in culture.
And we just don't.
Well, I think that the ability that progressives have had in pushing aside religion, any kind of religion, and trying to make us a very completely secularized society. I mean, I don't know. Are there less Christians than there were 40 years ago? Probably. Maybe. I don't know. But you're not supposed to have any moral compass that's understood culturally to be based on religion. That you're supposed to keep to yourself. You could be a moral person, but if you're a Christian and that's where your morality comes from, that's for you. That's not for anyone else. But, you know, they've got Jasmine Crockett up on the screen right now on Fox News. Like, the stuff that she's doing and saying is unbelievable. And if it's infiltrated Congress, where you're still supposed to use words like gentle lady, if she's going to do that there, I mean, it's just, like, the culture has degraded so far. It didn't start with Jasmine Crockett in Congress. It's on the football fields. It's on the grade school football fields, on the peewee football fields. It's on the, you know, like you have these like 11-year-old select baseball tournaments and kids are dropping F-bombs. coaches are doing it openly in the dugouts to kids, to children. And I'm like, what are we doing? Why? Why is this okay?
What the blank is wrong with you?
Yes. Get your head out of your... Should it be... I mean, you have to have, like, all hands in the middle culturally so that the people who are not hands in the middle are the outsiders to say this should not be acceptable behavior.
It's so typical, too. You know, the George Carlin seven words you can't say on TV and all that stuff. You know, the artistic argument was always, well, free speech. You know, I want to be able to say and express myself however I want. I get that. That's an artistic way of looking at speech. However, if you're really just approaching it through that lens, having constraints on what you can say actually helps you because then you can come up with bits and use it and go around it. If it's just a free-for-all, all those words really lose meaning, which is why we're getting to the point where Congress is yelling them, because it just, you got to go higher and higher and higher to get a reaction using those words.
I think that there's an element of self-control in it, too. It's not so much that we're creating a barrier to saying anything, but what we want to do is create a format where we teach people that self-control is really important and you don't allow your emotions to overwhelm you and then something slip out.
But it's also, I mean, self-control, it's how you present yourself to other people, but it's also respect for other people who are around you, that you would offer the respect to the people who, you know, if you're in a football field, to the officials, to your opponents, that I respect you enough to not behave this certain way in front of you. I feel like the one of the things that we really need to return to is thoughtfulness for people other than ourselves. Our self-aggrandizement is off the charts these days. And it's hard to raise kids in a world like that, especially with social media. More in the 2 o'clock hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back.